Simon & Schuster Audio presents
Night Music, Nocturnes 2, written by John Connolly, read by Gareth Armstrong, Jeff Harding, Penelope Rawlins, and Luke Thompson.
The Caxton Private Lending Library and Book Depository. Chapter 1. Let us begin with this. To those looking at his life from without, it would have seemed that Mr. Berger led a dull existence. In fact, Mr. Berger himself might well have concurred with this view. He worked for the housing department of a minor English council, with a job title of Closed Accounts Registrar. His task, from year to year, entailed compiling a list of those who had either relinquished or abandoned the housing provided for them by the council, and in doing so, had left their accounts in arrears. Whether a week's rent was owed, or a month's, or even a year's, for evictions were a difficult business and had a habit of dragging on until relations between council and tenant came to resemble those between a besieging army and a walled city, Mr. Berger would record the sum in question in a massive leather-bound ledger, known as the Closed Accounts Register. At year's end, he would then be required to balance the rents received against those owed. If he had performed his job correctly, the difference between the two sums would be the total amount contained in the register. Even Mr. Berger found his job arduous to explain. Rare was it for a cab driver or a fellow passenger on a train or bus to engage in a discussion of Mr. Berger's livelihood for longer than it took him to describe it. Mr. Berger didn't mind. He had no illusions about himself or his work. He got on perfectly well with his colleagues, and was happy to join them for a pint of ale, but no more than that, at the end of each week. He contributed to retirement gifts and wedding presents and funeral wreaths. At one time it had seemed that he himself might become the cause of one such collection, for he entered into a state of cautious flirtation with a young woman in accounts. His advances appeared to be reciprocated, and the couple performed a mutual circling for the space of a year, until someone less inhibited than Mr. Berger entered the fray, and the young woman, presumably weary of waiting for Mr. Berger to breach some perceived exclusion zone around her person, went off with his rival instead. It says much about Mr. Berger that he contributed to their wedding collection without a hint of bitterness. His position as registrar paid neither badly nor particularly well, but enough to keep him clothed and fed, and maintain a roof above his head. Most of the remainder went on books. Mr. Berger led a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?